Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or insightoasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at activespirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to activespirituality.life. Pamela Cuccinelle, Susie Mazzoli here in 2021. Yay! And we're already talking about Monday, the 11th of January. Pam's going to give us our wonderful forecast. I'll jump in at the end with our meditation. Hope everyone's doing well.
Doing well in these beyond interesting times.
So here we are, the 11th, Monday, January, moon in the sign of Sagittarius. This is a pretty happy energy for the moon sign in the wee hours, depending on where you are on the planet. The moon is void, of course, until 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, when it enters the sign of Capricorn. So what's to keep in mind if you're somebody who needs to be up, out, and about and getting things done prior to that 8:30 point is that with the moon in Sag, there's more of a tendency to be distracted, to do the things you want to do, to kind of drift. And it can be really easy to lose track of time, especially if you're outdoors, you're walking, you're doing something that you really enjoy, playing with your pet, whatever that may be. But if you have to be industrious early in the morning, just have your day planned and know that you're going to have the little timer go off to remind you, okay, now I get in the car and do this, or now I get online to do that. Once 8:30 happens and the moon enters the sign of Capricorn, very different energy. And this is intriguing in certain ways because this is moving towards the new moon that happens on, well, depending on where you are on the planet, basically, it would happen at, if I keep working with Eastern time, it happens at midnight on Tuesday. So you could say midnight on Tuesday, or you could say 12 a.m. on Wednesday the 13th. That's when the moon is exactly new. So on Monday, what's happening is we're in dark of moon energy. And dark of moon energy means that we're moving towards that new moon. So we're contemplating and thinking about what it is we want to initiate, begin anew, refresh. And in dark of moon period, I like to think of it as the time of Hecate, one of the very oldest goddesses. And she is the energy that has to do with the midwife of death and birth. So she's a very strong goddess energy. And where we're in this dream time, which is so powerful with this dark of moon, because as the moon's making her journeys, she is going to encounter Neptune, and that infuses her with a lot of very creative, but also it can be a little like overly imaginative out in the netherworld energy. And we want to pull that in to whatever our direction may be. So it's really useful if you have the luxury of doing this before the moon enters the sign of Capricorn and before the moon goes void of course in Sagittarius, which actually happened on the 10th at 1:29 p.m., that's the most kind of productive energy time. When the moon is void, we're not really in this kind of place that's got to do with taking the bull by the horns and moving assertively in one direction. So it's much better if our intentions are clear prior to that. But even so, once the moon has entered Capricorn, it's in Earth cardinal energy, going towards that new moon that happens, as I said, about 48 hours later almost. So here we are in this window of time that really is about imagining possibilities. Here's the stuff that gets the engine going. Mercury and Jupiter make a picture around midday, and that's in the sign of Aquarius. So fast-moving Mercury kind of team tags Jupiter, and it's basically saying, let's expand those ideas of what we're going to innovate and collaborate in communication and possibilities. And Mercury also is in a configuration that has to do with how we heal our wounds and therefore also heal one another. So the more present we are with things that come up for us that maybe are uncomfortable, the more we can crack through that and move beyond it. And Jupiter also is in sextile energy with that Chiron. So this is very dynamic about possibilities for healing and acceleration. So if there's something you've been working with on that you want to reinvent or change energetically, and one good example of this is anyone who's been dealing with a habit, an addiction, something obsessive that's uncomfortable that you want to move into another orientation, this is a really, really good dark of moon period to kind of assess, come to terms with certain things, and move through the grief of allowing the transformation. One thing that happens when we've been very attached to something, even a negative habit or addiction or situation, perhaps a work environment or relationship that really isn't serving us, in order to, or the other person or situation, in order to cleave and move beyond it, we also have to deal with the grief that's involved. In some cases, the depression of this empty space. What comes in next can't have allowance for roots and to take hold until we leave a cavity, a vacuum, to allow that new growth or new potential to happen. And these are the opportunities in general that are available to us with every dark of moon period, but it's especially rich, I think, at this point in time, because of some of the other aspects and configurations in the sky. So really focus on self-love, self-care, ways to make it easy for yourself. It's not constructive to kind of tough it out or push through things that are particularly hard, unless you kind of give yourself a little salve. It's if you've ever tried to move something that was stuck, things that can make it easier, what's useful is to have a lubricant, something that allows it to move. And so depending on the astrology forecast, you would listen to at this point in time that it can be confusing or that you can get a little lost. And that's because of a Neptune picture. And that may well be true. But the thing that's going to allow safe passage to get to the point of really being able to work this in the way you need to is to be conscious of where you may need certain things that add that lubricant to whatever the stuck or grief or hard piece is. Because when we do that, when we allow a conscious awareness to whatever it is we may need, spiritual refreshment, a bath, allowing yourself some meditation, taking some time off to walk, clear your head, whatever the healthy antidote is to that feeling of separation, that's going to intensify and enrich the ability to really take advantage of this new moon energy. I would caution against saying, oh, let me have a martini or something that kind of helps you escape from whatever the emotion or the emotion you have to ferry through, because that's how I would read this. And if you allow yourself to ferry through it, then you get to points of empowerment. And that is really enriching for how we will activate and use this new moon energy as effectively as possible. So the day of Monday and the day of Tuesday, Eastern time, are days to be aware if hard things come up, if emotional states come up, if there's things you have to discard, address, pay attention to, so that you get crystal clear on what it is you want to implement and push forward through with this new moon energy, which can be incredibly dynamic, which can help you take control of certain situations that maybe have felt like they have been controlling you. And part of that is a willingness to turn over the hard pieces to higher power energy, something bigger than self. When we get too locked into the ego place, which can happen with Capricorn energy because we feel we should do something, everything's on our shoulders, how can we make it happen? Then we also limit potential, which is not something we want to do. So once that new moon energy passes, then the moon is... The moon will become void, of course, at 2:22 a.m. Eastern time. And I think it's really powerful the evening of Tuesday the 12th. If you basically put under your pillow your manifestation list or intentions for the new moon, you can read more about what to do with new moon energy on my site, insightoasis.com. But in general, it's usually good to have about three things that you really intend to make happen. And that's different than the maybe 10 things you wish would happen or you'd like to have happen. Three things that you can focus on and carry out with the new moon energy over the next 28 days. It doesn't mean you finish the book or you travel to the different country for the big intention, but it does mean you start something, revisit, or make some plans to make that happen, whatever that might be. But at least put down one or two things that are very achievable goals over the next couple of weeks, because that's incredibly empowering for your to work your muscles of belief that you can accomplish goals and intentions. The moon enters the sign of Aquarius at 11:44 a.m. on the 13th. And so that morning, the moon is void in the sign of Capricorn most of the morning. And when the moon is void, of course, it's not making any geometric aspects to another planet. And so that generally means it's a good time to organize, finish up, prepare. Once the moon is in the sign of Aquarius, now we're in a real thrust for making things happen. And the thing that I would emphasize to make happen on Wednesday and, yeah, on Wednesday, because on Thursday, the moon is... The moon is void of course all day.
Whoa.
In the sign of Aquarius. And Uranus goes direct. And there's a picture in the sky between the sun and Pluto. So this is what we want to do. On Wednesday is the day that you reach out, you make those connections, you follow through with things that you want to make happen, invitations, anything that has to do with especially siblings or a neighbor, community. These are all excellent times to, and especially, I mean, anticipate a surprise. So this would work in, let's say, there's someone you've been wanting to connect to who hasn't really responded, or maybe you're a bit estranged from. If this is somebody you want to connect to, this is in no way do this if you're not motivated to do it. Wednesday's a good time to just sort of do a little check-in. How are you doing, or thinking of you, or whatever? And then just wait and see what happens, because the response may not be what you expect. And it may be something that, even if initially it's a little out of the blue or feels even a bit of an upset, in the end, it can lead to better communication. So if that's helpful to you, very good. So on Thursday, the moon goes void, of course, at 4:28 a.m. And Uranus has gone direct at 3:36 a.m. on the 14th. Now, the thing about Uranus is when it goes direct or retrograde, it often signifies something that is happening on the planet that is a surprise, an unexpected occurrence. Sometimes it's actually a physical thing, so a geological event. This isn't to say it will happen, but what's intriguing is there's also a picture in the sky that occurs where this Pluto and the sun are in exact alignment. So Pluto having to do with irrevocable transformation, the sun being the energy that is what shines, what brings light to. It's highly likely there can be some sort of revelation, upset, epiphany, occurrence that brings a lot of light to it. Where it goes is totally what I would call wild card energy, because with that void of course, we can't really say what it'll do or what the outcome will be. But for each of us as individuals, I think it's a great time to open into expectation, opportunity, or assumption that something can shift that's bigger than anything we can anticipate. So if you've got some sort of big dream or wish then I would say just leave yourself open to allowing whatever to kind of come across your radar. Do not grab anything. Do not say, yes, I'm committing to this. Into Friday, long void of course moon in the sign of Aquarius. Our best tactic at this point is to do things that are already in motion. Do not expect any big changes or shifts to occur. Don't expect that somebody's going to respond to an overture. Just see what's out there. Work on completing things you're already doing, projects already in motion. Great, great time to organize, clean up, like get rid of stuff that's kind of clogging the drains of your consciousness. Excellent time for that. Once the moon moves into the sign of Pisces at 5:17 p.m. on Friday the 15th, then we're in different energy that is highly creative, highly spiritual, highly connective. And I think this can be an absolutely delicious weekend for making those kind of connections that help you feel as though you've heightened an octave with reaching or touching people you love, creative juice, exuberance of life. What I will mention is Sunday the 17th, there's a picture between Jupiter and Uranus, which again kind of heightens this sort of wild card, unexpected energy stuff. But the incredible times of being able to get inspired and wake up to new adventures or projects can occur on this weekend in general. The moon goes void, of course, at 10:44 p.m. on Sunday the 17th and doesn't enter Aries until the until the wee hours of Monday in the early morning. So I would say just this weekend, expand into those higher octaves of love that Susie and I were talking about when we did our New Year's forecast. And now I turn it over to Susie.
So let's drop into our meditation. I invite everyone to take a place of stillness and just a 10-minute little turbo boost. So as you find the stillness, just notice what emotional state you're in. Just notice if you're in this state often. Is this kind of your regular emotional state? Or is it a state that you are in now due to certain circumstances? So just analyze it a little bit. Analyze it from the outside. Analyze it from outside of the emotional state. What is this state now? What do I feel like? Happy, sad, anywhere in between, angry, anxious. Just notice what you feel. And notice why you might be in this place. Perhaps you'd have very specific reasons for being here right now. Conditions, situations, reasons. Just have a look at why you are in this place. And again, with the analytical mind, like if you can imagine that your emotions are on the third floor and now you're going up to the fifth floor and you're looking down. You're looking down at the emotions and you're identifying causes, reactions. You're identifying what the state is, how you feel in that state. You're using your mind now to identify the emotional state. And this is actually a very, very good practice to do, is to perhaps hop in that elevator. You can think of it like a little spiritual elevator, or you can think of it like a beautiful great big angel with big wings picking you up and lifting you up a couple of stories higher, like a couple of maybe even 100 feet up into the air, so that you can look down onto the situation with those eagle eyes and see all of the details, see all of the conditions. And for some of us, we might not be able to see all of the conditions and all of the causes, of course, because we're humans, and because some of our states are actually not because of the conditions in the very present moment, but they might be from conditions that have come from very, very long ago, when we were really unconscious even of what was going on, or they might be like those kind of automatic reactions, and they might actually be from past lifetimes. We carry with us energy from past lifetimes. We carry the karma from past lifetimes. So it's possible that where we are right now in our lives is the result of ripening karma from things that have been initiated a long time ago. Now, that's something that it's very hard for us to wrap our head around. But what we can do is be in acceptance, in pure acceptance. So just feel yourself deepening down into the acceptance of what's going on. And as you deepen into the acceptance, know that in this very moment now, my reaction, my response, the way that I deal with this situation right now, how I respond emotionally, is going to have an effect on the future. It is actually going to create my future. So no matter how I got here now into this emotional state, what I do with it is creating the next moment. So if your state is one of satisfaction, of knowing, perhaps even a blissful state, then of course we would probably want to keep that going. If the state is one of what I would call the disharmonious emotions, preferring not to use the word negative or positive because of that dualistic language is perhaps not so beneficial. But if we're in a disharmonious emotional state, again, we're identifying where is this coming from, acceptance, and then understanding now that my response, my reaction is creating the future. So if we find ourselves in a disharmonious state, in an emotional state that is not comfortable for us, let's just deepen in, because every single one of these emotional states, they are all the gems of wisdom. These are the ways that we actually get to transform, that we get to change, that we get to grow. So welcome that state if it's uncomfortable. Welcome it. You might know it really, really well, and you probably will keep getting to know it unless we're able to understand it. And to understand it means that the universe is going to give us this opportunity many, many times. The universe being us, of course, our karma, our understanding will keep creating this situation for us to understand. Whether it's anger or loneliness or frustration or sadness, we in our karmic revelation need to understand now. What is this? How do I respond? So we take it as a gift. So identify what is going on now and attempt now in your meditation practice, in your ongoing meditation practice, to understand the emotional state as a window, as a door of transformation, that you can take this state and learn from it. Why am I here? What do I learn from this? Allow yourself to rise up to that higher understanding. Am I in this state of anger, anger, anger because I need to learn something? What do I learn? Is it patience? Is it compassion? And for each individual, it will be different. For each of our life courses are different. Each of our experiences are unique. And we need to find those individual tools of our transformation, those individual signs and symbols. So as you deepen into the state, just find what is the gem. What is the brilliance here that I need to find, that I need to understand? That positive that comes out, that harmonious idea that comes out, that uplifting that comes out. And from the state, allow that to be the lesson. This is what I am learning. This is how I learn. This is how I am able to transform from this state. And then each time we perhaps find ourselves going into that state again, we can say, this is again a lesson for me. I need to listen. I need to take this as an opportunity of transformation, allowing myself to change. So we don't have to be stuck anymore in any one place, in any broken record, with every breath, with every moment, with every interaction, we have the opportunity to shift, to be in a kinder place to ourselves, in a kinder place to others. And as we recognize this within ourselves, we also learn to become more and more the witness, to not let the emotions overwhelm us and take us down that rapid, to smash us up against the rocks. But we learn how to be in calm waters with the calm mind and the calm heart, allowing ourselves to be present, gently taking a few deeper breaths and opening our eyes. We take this calmness out into the world around us and share it with our families and friends in person and remotely, however we can. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We welcome you to join us every week here. Thanks so much. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.